What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, August 11th. It is 5:31 and you know what day it is.
Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Back to school. Everyone is getting ready. And we, if you have been off all summer, we're so happy to have you back and joining the show again. I'm sorry you're having to wake up early, but we're happy that you're back. And it, you may have missed it because we, over the summer, we got a new member of the show. Julian is on the show.
What's going on?
Yeah. So it's an exciting day today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Feeling fresh, excited. I'm excited for everyone that's excited for back to school. Aside from that, I'm just still getting immersed in the city this past weekend. I didn't do much. I did go to the station. I helped out with the station remote for AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes downtown.
How was that?
It was fun. It was cool. Travis McCoy is super cool. Got a chance to meet him. And I had, you know what, Mercedes? I had my first slice. I was told that you have to try Evil Pie. Downtown.
Oh, that's a staple. That's a staple for sure. Some of the best pizza in Vegas.
That staple lived up to the hype.
It's good.
It is that good. But aside from that, just kind of relax. How about you?
Yeah, same. It's some back to school shopping on Saturday. I had to get some last minute things for my daughter and just kind of hung out, caught up on some stuff around the house. But it was nice. Just really excited. She's already up this morning. I got a text from her while I was getting ready. And I was, you know, when you get those really early or really late night text, you're like, what's wrong? And so my phone buzzed and I was like, who is texting me at this time? It's got to be Steph. Something is going on with the show. And it's just my daughter. She's like, do you know where my socks are? I was like, oh, you're up already. My gosh, because her high school starts at like 7 o'clock. So they got to be up and going. But I don't know why she was up so early this morning.
It's been a while for me. So she has to be at school by 7.
Well, her class starts at 7. So she usually is there by like 6:45-ish, depending on how late she's running. So yeah, in my school, when I was in high school, my first class, I think, was at 10 minutes after 7, if I remember correctly.
I was going to ask you that. I feel like my classes were a little bit later as well. Not that much, but still, that seems very early.
Well, no, 7:10 is, you think 10? That's late? 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Yeah, she starts at 7, so it's only a 10-minute difference.
Yeah,
I feel like that's still really early.
Yeah, again, it's been a while, but now that you put it in that perspective, yeah.
Yeah,
sounds good.
I think that a lot of these high schools start at 7, so yeah, these poor kids. But the nice thing is they get out at like 1:30. 2 o'clock. So yeah, there's benefits to all of it. So, and then after that, I think it just kind of shuffles down from there with middle school and elementary school. But if you're up early this morning, good morning. I know a lot of bus drivers listen to us on their way taking the kids. So thank you for that. We'd love to give you a shout out. So yeah, text us, call us with your morning shout outs, back to school shout outs, 702-364-9400. We love to hear it. And yeah, a lot going on the show this morning. Make sure you stick around because at 7:30, we have the Mega Minute and we are giving away all week long your tickets to see Janet Jackson. So you don't want to miss that. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Two Princes by Spin Doctors?
If you want to call that baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell that baby, just go ahead.
Do you want to hear My Lovin' by En Vogue?
You're never gonna get it. Not this time. You're never ever gonna get it. My lovin'. No, you're never gonna get it. Had your chance to never change. No, you're never gonna get it.
Or do you want to hear Hey Baby by No Doubt?
Hey baby, hey baby, hey. Girl say, girl say. Hey baby, hey baby, hey.
choices. Get those votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or call or text us. Same number, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, J-Lo says she is never getting married again, and Julian agrees with her why he thinks the legal part of marriage is pointless. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Two Princes by Spin Doctors is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. First day of school, want to give a shout out to Dina, the lunch lady over at Rogich. Just hit us up on our text line at 702-364-9400. You can use that number whenever you want a shout out, song request, comment on something. Let's talk about this morning. Very interesting. Jennifer Lopez had posted on social media that she's never getting married again. Multiple divorces, 6 engagements, she's done. And Julian, you say you get it.
I do. I've always thought about it in the back of my head. I'm like, you know what? When she said that, I'm never getting married, and I'm just curious, are you happy after making that statement? It's the legal part of me. You know what I mean? And I don't want anyone to think that I'm not against love. I love love. And I love the idea of spending the rest of your life with one another, with just one person. But the legal part, and maybe, Mercedes, maybe as I get older, maybe the way I think has shifted. But I just find myself thinking more and more, why the necessity for the legal aspect? Why can't two people just get married and say, yo, I love each other, let's exchange some rings, and you have my word, I have your word, et cetera, et cetera. Why get the government involved?
Well, I get it. I mean, I think you can love someone without marriage. A piece of paper doesn't make you love them more. But let's say you're in a coma. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with your mom deciding whether the plug gets pulled instead of your partner?
Well, I didn't think that far. But I mean, if you want to take it there, can't you? I'm sure you can submit your partner's name. You don't need the legal aspect, do you?
You do need the legal part, yeah. And if you're submitting the name, then why not submit the name for the marriage part of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's why you're married, and I'm not. But if we could just, like, generally speaking, I don't like making things complicated. And look, transparently, you know, look, listen, I said this. I love love. I love My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I love Sleepless in Seattle. I love these movies, but they're also just movies. And I've seen a lot of my friends in high school. I mean, honestly, it's like 50-50 in the sense of some are together, some are not. Some are staying together for the kids, which I applaud. But, you know, I've just seen these situations, and maybe that's kind of influenced my thinking. But yeah,
I think that you really, it's not just about like protecting yourself. It's protecting your spouse. It's protecting your future children. What about if you have kids? Kids get legal protection. You know, it's, I don't say you have to get married, but there's a lot of benefits to the actual, you know, paperwork process. Say you buy a house together. You know, if you put it in both names, that covers, you know, that covers that. Health insurance is another thing. If one person is working and the other is not working, you can't, you know, that way you can take care of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And now I think I have some more to dig into. I haven't thought about it.
So Julian will be registered at Target when he gets married now.
But I'm cognizant and I'm definitely aware in saying that I know I'm not ready because I know I'm selfish, and I don't mean that like all the time, but I know there's definitely hints of my selfishness. And I think that when you get married, you got to be selfless, and I think you have to be less selfish and not think about yourself all the time. And I admit I am aware of that. So, I think that being cognizant of that also plays into it as well.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, you're not avoiding government involvement. You're just like, you would pick the worst possible time to involve them by not having the paper. And that would be like after the bad things happen. If you do it beforehand, I feel like it's, you're preventing a lot of things. So like, you know, if it's like, gosh, I'm trying to figure out like a metaphor for this. It's like love is like a cake. Mm-hmm. And if you get married, it's like the Tupperware. So it keeps it fresh for a little bit longer. You know what I mean? It does that make any sense?
I think it makes sense. And to be quite honest, I didn't think that far into it. So I mean, I've got to do some digging.
Yeah, well, find the wife, and then you can kind of take it from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, steps.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, August 11th. It is 6:02 and we are back from the weekend. How's everyone doing this morning?
Feeling great. I went to the coolest speakeasy at the Mob Museum. Y'all ever been?
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. I got like Swinger vibes. Anyone see that movie Swingers? I felt like I was in the movie Swingers.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas. Yeah. Baby.
That place is really cool. Just the whole vibes there. Steph, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. On Friday night, I went out to the Arts District with our buddy Ramon and his wife. And then Saturday night, I was ready to code and do nothing and relax. My friends are like, hey, we're in town. You want to go back down? I'm like, oh my gosh.
That pressure.
And I haven't seen them in a long time, and I really miss them. So I went out for a little bit, but I'm too old to go back-to-back nights going out. I'll tell you that much.
That takes a lot out of you, for
yes.
real.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. We went out on Saturday night. Didn't stay out too late. Came back home and watched Wednesday, when the first like four episodes of the new season just came out. So we watched that. It's good. It's good so far. It took me a second to kind of get into it. I was kind of like not paying attention, but then it picks up. So that was pretty good. And then I finished that The Hunting Wives show. Have you guys watched it yet?
You were talking about it late last week. I'm still on, I'm still trying to get on,
The Love Island?
The summer I turned pretty.
Oh man, okay. So at least you're a little ahead of the pack. That show is crazy. Like, that has to be one of the most berserk shows I have seen in a long time. My husband and I, we were just like looking at each other like, what the heck? Has anyone else seen it? I was just, we finished it over the weekend and we were just like, whoa. And he's like, is there going to be another season of this? I'm like, I have no idea. But like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't even know if I liked it or not.
Yeah, would you recommend it?
I don't know. It was just crazy. It was like, so like, but there, I will say there were a lot of twists and turns that I never saw coming. And I am pretty good at predicting that stuff. Like, oh, this person did that or this person did that. There are a lot of things that happened. And I was like, whoa, could have never saw that coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about this? Did it capture your attention from beginning to end?
Yes.
Then it was good.
But I don't know if it was in like good ways. Oh. It was more like, what is happening?
Maybe not.
But yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a new watch, check it out. I'm curious as to what you think. And if anyone else has seen it, yeah, let us know. 702-364-9400. That was crazy. But we've got a lot going on the show today. We've got your tickets to see Janet Jackson with the Mega Minute. We've got your tickets to see Kathy Griffin. And so much going on. But first, it is time for Mercedes in the Morning's teacher wish list hiss. And Miss Kristen Harris is on the phone. Hey, Miss Harris.
Good morning.
Hey, you are a teacher. And happy first day of school. Where do you teach?
I teach at Centennial High School.
Oh, what subject do you teach?
I teach math, so algebra and AP calculus.
Ooh, that's the hardest.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So how are you feeling going into this school year?
Anxious, excited, tired.
10 years at CCSD, 12 years overall teaching, and you entered our contest for our teacher wish list hits. You sent in your Amazon wish list, and I'm looking at some of the things here on your wish list, Ms. Harris, and this is stuff like that's really like you should have. We're talking dry erase board markers, pens, things like that. And how many times do you find yourself going into your own pocket to pay for classroom supplies?
So we are fortunate at Centennial to have a very supportive admin. However, with CCSD budget cuts, we keep our students up at the board for most of the class period. So they go through a lot of markers, a lot of cleaning supplies to keep those whiteboards clean. So it does get a little tedious and expensive to keep those supplies in stock for the students.
Well, we're excited that you entered our contest along with our friends at Best Mattress. We want to help you clear some of those things on your wish list. We just got a $50 Amazon gift card for you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Congratulations. I hope it helps a little bit. I wish we could take care of all of it, honestly, but you are an amazing person for what you do, and we hope you have a great first day of school.
Thank you. I hope all those students out there have it. I have two in CCSD, and we are hoping for a great year.
It's going to be a good one. Yeah. Teachers, if you would like to enter to win a $50 Amazon gift card for your class, you can still enter. Go to our website, mix941.fm, underneath the contest tab. Entries close Thursday at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mrs. Harris.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you. Go Bulldogs.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Alicia Silverstone is trending this morning. Cher Horowitz is dusting off that plaid skirt and making a comeback. She is stepping into that Beverly Hills closet again for a brand new Clueless series on Peacock. How excited are we for this?
So excited. I don't even care if the series is horrendous, Mercedes. I'm going to watch every single one. I promise.
She says it will still have the charm, the outfits, the one-liners that we still can't stop quoting, but she says it's just going to have a 2025 glow up. I'm trying to think of some of the songs on that soundtrack. Remember that there was that Jill Sobule song? Do you remember that one?
That I don't. You know what? I remember the...
Kids in America.
I'd have to hear it. I'll be honest with you. I got to hear the music. I'm so enamored with the lines. That movie had the best lines ever. But if you bring it back, I'm sure it'll... Hold on. Do we have it?
This is the original version of Kids in America. But there was a...
Yes.
Like, there was an updated version by... I want to say it was the band The Muffs, if I remember correctly. And then there was, like... Rolling with the Homies.
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
Yes, now I do. Now that you say it.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Just so many memories from that movie. I was absolutely obsessed with it. So now we get to watch it on streaming. Picture Cher now with, I don't know, maybe now she's got her Ring cam, she's got her Starbucks app, and she's ready to go. The original Clueless was all matchmaking, epic makeovers, and then just that confidence that you kind of wished you had, that Cher had. She has already dipped her toe back into Cher's world. Do you remember a couple years ago, there, I think it was a commercial for Rakuten, and she came back as Cher Horowitz, and fans totally lost it.
Remember that vaguely. Yeah, okay. Yeah, now you bring me back. I do remember that. I got a question for this upcoming Peacock series. Do you think it's going to show the continuation of her life? Like, will she be married to Josh, and now they're all, obviously they're grown, and it's going to show them, you know, their life going forward? Is it going to be like that, you think?
Or? I would guess, yeah, that it's her in the future. Who knows if she's married or not, like what the future held for her. But I think that's kind of the intrigue to find out. Are they going to show her friends? Is Dion going to be in it? Like, yeah. What's going to go on for that? So everyone is really excited about that. If she does not say as if at least once an episode, we riot. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It is back to school. Want to say good morning to Reason and Declan, headed to Somerset Aliante this morning, doing your morning shout outs all morning long. Give us a call, 702-364-9400. We'd love to hear from you guys. Welcome back. If you were gone for the summer, we're so happy that you're back, and it's going to be a great school year. You know how there are certain songs that just make you like grab your drink and hit the dance floor, but then there are the ones that make you want to grab your drink and head for the parking lot. And Steph, you had that exact experience the other night. What happened?
Yeah, so we're out on Saturday night. We're at a club in downtown, and I'm out with my friends. And one of the things that we love to do with our friend group is just dance. We just love being on the dance floor. We don't need drinks to dance. We just love to be on the dance floor. And on Saturday night, the dance floor was packed. I mean, we barely had room to move. And the DJ is playing hits like this one. We're doing the dance. Hey, Everybody's cranking that Soulja Boy. When all of a sudden he transitions into this song. We're like, oh my God. The YMCA, me and my friends are like, oh yeah, we're doing like the dance where they're pointing and stuff like that. And then of course we have to do the letters when the chorus comes on. We're doing the letters. Oh, yeah.
That's an energy shift for me. I don't know about you guys, but I just felt the energy in the room shift when you went from Soulja Boy to Village People.
So we're into our circle because all of our friends are doing it. But when we look around, everyone started walking away.
Yeah, that would have been me. I would have been like, okay, now's a good time to take a break.
So I'm like, wait, is YMCA one of those songs where people are just like, nah, I'm a head out to the exit. It's time to go to a different DJ set. Or is there a song for you when you hear it when you're out or at a wedding? You're like, I'm going to go sit down.
See, that's what you just said, the word wedding. When I hear that song, I think of weddings. I don't think of like out on a Saturday night, like dancing and stuff. I feel like, all right, it's time for me to take a break when that song comes on. But that's just me. I mean, it's definitely one of those like party songs. I totally get that. But I see why the dance floor cleared off.
Is there a song for you when you hear it, you're like, oh, maybe I'm just going to go sit down with my family?
Yes. And I'm afraid I'm going to make a lot of enemies when I say this.
Like, well, I want to hear it now.
People love this song. They love it. And I used to love it, but it got played out. And when I hear it, whether it's at a bar or at a game, I'm like,
this is a classic.
Bum, bum, bum.
I know it's supposed to be a big sing along, but I cannot. The ba 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 part makes me.
That's my favorite part.
That's probably why it's my least favorite, not you specifically, but just everyone in your ear going ba ba ba. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I apologize to all of those that I have offended with that. But yeah, that is definitely my, I got an important phone call I have to take right now kind of moment, you know?
This is good to know. So if I want to make you uncomfortable or cringe, I just play.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you could do that, but that's just one of them for sure.
Going back to what you were saying about weddings, this song is definitely hit on weddings. Hit at weddings, at the clubs, at the bars, and I hate this song so much.
What you got against Flo Rida?
Everything.
Apple Bottom Jeans?
This song is like, I feel Steph. Like everyone goes on the dance floor when this one comes
yes.
out.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. I can't believe it. What you just said right there. What did you just say?
Apple Bottom Jeans.
Oh my God.
Boots with the
fur. Oh my God, no, stop. Every time I hear Apple Bottom Jeans and Boots with the Fur, I don't know what it is. I feel really uncomfortable and I can't explain it. I think, and I know the song came out in like 2008. Maybe it's just, it sounds so like cliche to me. And I don't want to, if you love the song, I'm so sorry, but it's just how I feel.
I feel like this song, that song is like a universal language, man. People who don't dance to low probably don't clap when the plane lands either.
You know what's funny is when this song comes on, especially this part, you can see everyone dropping low, low, low.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite parts.
Here's the thing. There's a perfect song for that. That's Lil Jon's Get Low. This is the song that you don't want to get low to.
Oh,
that's
you mean
how
to the window to the wall
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah. That's the classic. To me, this is kind of like a cop-out. And I know it's a big song.
No, it's cardio disguised as fun, Julian. Okay. This is a way to get your workout in at the same time. It's basically Zumba.
All right. Fair.
I will say there is a song that will make me leave the dance floor, and that's very rare, and it's this song right here.
Oh, gosh.
When Achy Breaky Heart comes on and they all start doing the line dance, I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Any line dance, I know, like, they're really big, but any line dance, I'm gone, because one, I don't know them, and two, they're just too complicated that I don't even want to learn
them. What about the Macarena?
That's hard too.
That one I kind of know, but are people still doing the Macarena stuff?
I'm doing the Macarena. I'm doing the Macarena.
But we're also doing the low dance too, so you know.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Couple of more of other back-to-school shout-outs for quickly this morning. Want to say Auntie Steph just sent us a text for Sabella Baca. She says, have a great first day as a sixth grader at Signature Prep. Also, happy first day of your sophomore year to Diesel over at Foothill High School. If you want us to do any of these back-to-school shout outs, we'd love to hear them. 702-364-9400. So speaking of back to school, a new poll asked adults how they felt about going back to school when they were kids, and 14% said they were very happy about it, 16% say they were very sad about it, and the rest were just kind of in that meh zone. Now as parents, 51% admit that they're happy that their kids are going back to school, with 22% say they're very happy, which is code for I can finally drink my coffee hot and go to the bathroom in peace again. The 22% who said they're sad, they're probably worried about some of the things that kids have to deal with when they have to go back to school, you know, teacher shortages, funding cuts, bullying, things like that. And when asked how to fix some of those things, 74% said the answer is easy. Pay teachers more, which I absolutely agree with. I think we can all agree on that, right? But I don't understand why it's not happening.
I've always believed that as well. I've always believed that. They are definitely the heartbeat of our educational system. Man, I remember back to school. I was always like, I don't know how you were in school, Mercedes, but I was like 50-50. It always depended on, because I had like acne during that time. I was so like very visually conscious. I'm like, man, is it going to flare up today? And that kind of made or, to be honest with you, that kind of made or broke my day. You know what I mean? If I like had these issues. But generally, I was pretty excited, you know, just to hang out with my friends and just have a good time.
I was always sad that school was starting up again. Not because I didn't like it, but I just always enjoyed the summers. But I would always lay out my outfit the night before. I wasn't able to sleep, the nerves, just all of that. And then once I got there and saw my friends again, then I was good. Once I figured out who I had classes with, were my friends in my class, which lunch did I have? Did my friends have that same lunch? You just have to get your whole routine going. And once you have that, then I was back to normal.
Yeah. Speaking of routine, how long did it take you to pick out your outfit the evening before?
It just depended. Like back to school, not long at all, because my mom would take me back to school shopping. So I had all my new stuff ready to go. But I still to this day do the same thing. I lay out my outfit for the next day. Out just so it's ready to go when I'm headed to work in the morning.
Smart decisions.
Yeah,
smart
just decisions. Little time savers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also this morning, after 34 years, AOL is shutting down its dial-up internet service. I know. At its peak, millions of us listened to this dial-up screech like it was our favorite song, only to have it crash when someone picked up the phone. Even as recently as 2015, over 2 million people were still on AOL dial-up. That's now down to the low thousands, and the service will officially log off for good on September 30th. Somewhere your mom is still yelling, I need the phone, get off the internet.
Actually, that is my mom, and that is her screaming. Yeah. Well, that sounded so vintage. It is such a throwback.
Finally this morning, they're looking for the next basketball golden retriever, basketball playing golden retriever. Air Bud Entertainment wants a purebred golden for Air Bud Returns, which is coming in summer of 2026, almost 30 years after the original. The plot, I guess, is going to be a 12-year-old with basketball dreams finds an original VHS of Air Bud before meeting this neglected golden retriever who, of course, has mad hoop skills. So you can submit your dog through the Air Bud website. You might even win prizes like a trip to the Hollywood premiere and Air Bud jerseys. Translation, your dog could be famous and you could be the person saying, yes, I'm just here with the star of the movie, Air Bud, right here.
I would love to see the casting tapes for this, because how do you train your dog to be so, I assume you got to be, the dog has to be extremely physically capable, right? Acrobatic and all these different nuances. I just would love to see these tapes. And then you got to make sure that the dog has a good agent, Mercedes.
Well, I just going back on the skills, I feel like in the world of AI now, your dog could do anything. It just has to look good. Don't you think? Like, you do you have to train it? Does it, as long as it looks good and is moderately trained to like sit and do all those things. But I mean, did the real Air Bud actually play basketball? It's been years since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, me too. You make a good point. I never thought about the AI factor.
I don't know. Just an easy way to get out of that. Like, hey, my dog looks good. Do you really need him to be able to do these things? But what was your second question?
I forgot. Oh, the agent. You got to make sure. I wonder, the dog needs to have a good agent to make sure they get a good deal. You know, treats. Treats. Lots of treats.
Yeah. You pocket the money you get.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Give them the cherry. It's easy as that.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Jennifer, good morning. You're caller 20.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play some Beat Mercedes this morning?
Let's do it.
All right. So here's the deal. As long as you can guess the artist and title of the upcoming song faster than I can, you are going to win this beautiful $100 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's a Minden Monday. We had a winner on Friday. Could you imagine if we did two in a row? Like, I wouldn't be mad about it. This is the only game that I don't get mad about losing. So this is something that we can make happen this morning. Jennifer, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to leave the studio and give it your best shot. Good luck.
All right. Bye, Mercedes.
Bye, girl.
She is exiting the studio. All right, Jennifer, this is how we're going to break it down, okay? I'm going to play you 20 seconds of a song. Within that 20 seconds, you got to guess that song, title, and artist. Just say, got it, okay? Just be really loud. Say, got it. And then you're going to have 5 seconds to guess what that song is, title, and artist. You got it?
Got it.
Okay, here we go. And that sound starts now. Mm-hmm. 10 more seconds.
Got it.
Got it? What you got?
Oh my gosh, is it...
Five.
Waiting for Tonight by Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, we will see. Let's bring in Mercedes.
All right.
Hey, Mercedes. By the way, I hear you're taking your son to school.
Yes.
Awesome. You want to give him a shout?
Last year of pre-K.
Say it again?
Last year of pre-K for him.
Oh, my gosh. How sweet.
Precious. Awesome. What's his name, by the way?
Corey.
Shout out to Corey. Okay, Mercedes is back, yes?
Hello. Yes, I am back.
All right, Mercedes. I'm going to play the sound, and it sounds like this.
Oh, got it.
So good.
Waiting for Tonight by Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, Waiting for Tonight by Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
The clock stopped at 1.6 seconds. And you are correct. It's okay. Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight.
Okay.
But Jennifer also got the song correct, Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight. But it took her 11.6 seconds.
Oh, man. Jennifer, I'm sorry. You know, it happens. It happens. We were just talking about Jennifer Lopez this morning, so maybe she was kind of on my brain, but that was a good effort. Good news is that diamond pendant just got a little bit bigger. That means tomorrow morning, a $125 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you can beat Mercedes, make sure you are listening 7 o'clock tomorrow. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning trying to play this little song here. Let's try this. Back to school for Clark County today. Hopefully you guys are all set, ready to go. I've got a bunch of shout outs here I want to get through. Isaiah going to third grade at Givens. That's from Susie. Lydia starting third grade at Parson Elementary. Maxwell and Olivia, first graders at Vasiliadis. Kenji is heading into seventh grade at Joe Mackey. Autumn's first day at her new school, her sophomore year at Durango. Michaela's starting her freshman year at Coronado High School. Also, Coco's grandkids, Issy, Erilyn, JJ, and Amara, have a great first day. Big shout out to Woolley Elementary. Go Mammoths. And from bus driver Kara this morning, she says, good morning, CCSD employees, parents, no U-turns in school zones. Watch out for bikes, skateboards, and those electric scooters. Slow and steady today. That is some really good advice. Also, Ava is starting second grade at Coral Academy. So hope you guys have an amazing first day. So that's the good side of the first day. The hugs, the smiles, the notebooks, stuff like that. And then there's the other side. So this weekend, I saw something, and it was basically a kid just roasting a parent in public when they were back to school shopping. We were in downtown Summerlin on Sunday. It was packed. I mean, I am browsing, and there is this mom and her teen daughter. She looked to be about the same age as my daughter, and they were looking at clothes. And mom is, like, doing her best. She's, like, holding up jeans, trying to help, and the daughter's like, ew, God, no. Like, she was turning down everything her mom suggested, which I get. Like, you know, when your mom picks something out, it's not exactly something you want to wear, right?
Sure, sure.
So the different taste, I get it. I go through this with my kid all the time. Then the girl, she looks right at her mom and says, I can't even say, like, the actual words she used on the radio, but she basically said, God, just leave me the bleep alone. The sound of your voice is annoying. Shut up.
Really?
She told her mom to shut up.
In front of everyone.
Well, in the middle of the store.
Well, yeah,
I was right there. I can't even imagine what my face looked like at that moment. And I didn't want to make eye contact with the mom because I didn't want her to feel embarrassed, but I accidentally did. Like, I glanced at her and she looked at me right at that moment and she looked like she was about to cry. The daughter, like, storms off into the dressing room and I was like, do I say something? And, like, part of me was like, just keep moving on, pretend like you didn't hear it, but I couldn't help it. And I looked at her and I go, I'm sorry. And she just kind of smiled and walked away. She didn't say anything to me. But, like, if that were my kid, I would have, like, walked out of the store. I would have gone home and I would have let her find her own way back.
Like that.
There is no way. And I'm not saying, like, what this mom did was wrong. I'm not judging parenting techniques. But, like, how would you have handled that? Would you lose it? Would you keep your cool? And what's, like, the harshest thing you have ever said or heard a kid say to their parent? If I would have said that to my mom, I probably honestly would have got slapped in the face. not even like playing on that. 702-364-9400.
I can tell you, just real quick, if I was there, I honestly would have probably said something. I really, really would. And I maybe that's overstepping boundaries, but that is just so disrespectful.
What would you have said? I just said, I'm so sorry. And she didn't want to talk to me. She walked away. But like, what would you have said?
I would have said, yo, don't talk to your mom like that. That's disrespectful. I mean, you know,
that your place to get involved, though? Like, that's the thing. I mean, that's what I wanted to say, too. Although there was no time. She literally ran off after she said it. But like, there's such a fine line between getting involved in someone's business and like helping someone. You know what I mean?
You are absolutely correct. In my mind, is it overstepping boundaries? Maybe. But emotionally, I can totally see myself in that situation. And I think emotionally, I would let it. It would probably take over me, and I would say something. I know I would, especially if it's just downright mean. I just don't have a tolerance for like people that are mean, especially if it's like your kid, because you just can't get away with it. I remember my dad, every time I overstep boundaries. Now, it had to be something really bad, like disrespectful. If I'm cursing, he would spank me with a belt. Now, I'm not going to say it worked all the time, but that's how he punished me. He would spank me with a belt. He wouldn't have it.
Did that? You just knew where the boundaries were there.
Yes.
Let's talk to Lynn. Hey, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, so I had kind of a situation with my son where he, too, was being disrespectful and not obeying the rules that I put in place for him when he drove his car. And he violated that once again. And so I had my daughter drive me over to his apartment. I had a spare key. Took the car, told her I had a ride home, and sold it the very next day.
That's good. Smart.
Whoa. Yep.
So he called me every name under the sun, didn't speak to me for a year, but that was fine. He learned his lesson, and he had to figure out his own way.
And how are things with you guys now?
Absolutely perfect. He realizes today that he made the mistakes, and he owned up to them.
Tough love, man. I'm telling you, sometimes it works.
I like it. You didn't yell at him. You didn't scream at him. Yep. You just took action. And just what you said, that's great what you did. I would have done that.
Let's talk to John. John, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. These parents, we need to hold our kids accountable for stuff. It'll pay later on in life. As soon as that kid said that, it should have been, put the clothes down, let's go home. You can go to school in the same clothes you were last year.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like the mom was like embarrassed more than anything. And she was just trying to get away from the people that were in the store because, God, I felt so bad for her. And then I blurted out, I'm so sorry. And then I think that embarrassed her even more because she knew I saw everything that went down and I felt terrible. But yeah, like, wouldn't you just leave your kid there at the store at that point, John?
Yeah, I'm going to be embarrassed. It's going to be because I disciplined my kid in the store and everybody's looking at me like, what the heck just happened here? But no, that kid needs to be held accountable for their actions because later on in life, they're going to do the same thing to other people.
Yeah.
There'll be more consequences for it. And it'll be because we didn't teach them a lesson when they were younger.
What would your parents have done if you spoke to them that way?
Oh, I learned a long time ago that my mom has a good forehand, but she also has a better backhand.
Oh, dang. Thanks, John. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Before we get to the Mega Minute, let's give some more back to school shout outs. First day of the last year for Adia, Leanne, Marcos, Kay, Talon, Caden, and Bruce at SECTA. Make it count. Aiden starting his freshman year at Northeast Career Technical Academy. Jade is a sophomore at Shadow Ridge High School. Scarlett is starting seventh grade at OLLV. Jude is starting first grade at Doral Red Rock. Dominic, third grade at Triggs. Preslin, fourth grade at Somerset. Aliante. Shout out to Adrian and Bianca for their first day of school. And then Jason wants to hear Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters on his first day of school. I think we can make that happen.
Not a bad pick at all.
I think we can make that happen. Happy first day of school, everyone. And let's do it. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. We've got your tickets right now to see Janet Jackson. She returns to the Resorts World Theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. These tickets are for the September 14th show, and they are yours right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly, and if you get them all done in 60 seconds, you are going to see Janet Jackson. Caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. And here you go, Jason. We hope you have a great first day of school. We hope you all have a great first day of school. It's Mix 94.1. I was a ghost, I was alone.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Ron is caller 20. Good morning, Ron.
Ooh, good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Let's do it. You have some help this morning, I hear. Who's in the car with you?
Charlotte and Savannah.
Hi, Charlotte and Savannah.
Hi.
Are you guys headed to school this morning?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, here's how we do it, guys. I've got these 10 questions for you. They're random trivia, just common knowledge, pop culture. If you know the answer, any one of you, just shout it out. Because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question. And if we get all 10 in 60 seconds, you're going to win these tickets to Janet Jackson. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Kind of.
One person is.
I think they are.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Ron, Charlotte, and Savannah. It's going to break out like this. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay? And the Mega Minute starts now.
What type of hard Italian cheese is often grated over pasta dishes?
Parmesan.
Yes. What African country is known for its pyramids?
Pass.
In what Netflix show does Jenna Ortega star as a student at Nevermore?
Wednesday?
Yes. What actor is Jennifer Garner's ex-husband?
Ben Affleck?
Yes. President Nixon resigned following which scandal?
Pass.
What actress won an Oscar for being the lead in the movie Erin Brockovich?
Pass.
How many days does it take for the Earth to orbit the Sun?
Oh my gosh!
365?
Yes. Which hockey team's jersey does Adam Sandler wear in the movie Happy Gilmore?
Oh my gosh.
Kings?
No. What U.S. state is directly south of Oklahoma?
Mississippi?
No. Which singer is known for their hits Rhythm Nation and Pleasure Principle? Think you would have gotten that one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Janet Jackson. Ron, Charlotte, Savannah, I'm sorry. Yeah, there was a couple that we got hung up on there. The African country known for their pyramids, that's Egypt. President Nixon resigned following which scandal? That would be the Watergate scandal. The actress that won an Oscar for the lead in the movie Erin Brockovich, that's Julia Roberts. The hockey team jersey Adam Sandler wears in Happy Gilmore, the Boston Bruins, and the U.S. state directly south of Oklahoma is Texas. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. That means no winner on a Monday, but you will win right now if you are caller 20. Caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Janet Jackson at Resorts World on September 14th. You want them? Call in to win right now. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, before we get to the Hot 3, let's keep the back-to-school love going. We've got some more first-day shout-outs coming in. Mariah, first day at West Tech. Have a great day. Jaden Rivas, starting their freshman year over at Mater East. McKenna, senior year at SECTA. You've got this. Elliot, heading into the eighth grade at Nevada School of Inquiry. And Bryson, starting kindergarten. Garden with Steven in the fifth grade. Your mom says she loves her boys. So have a great first day, you guys. All right, let's get to the Hot 3 this morning. This is really cool. For the third year in a row, Southern Nevada is headed to the Little League World Series. The Summerlin South Little League punched their ticket after going undefeated in the Mountain Region Championship. They beat Utah's Lone Peak Little League 6-3. And now they join Henderson Little League in 2023 and Paseo Verde Little League in 2024 as our area's back-to-back to back champs head to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The tournament starts August 13th. Summerlin South represents one of only 10 U.S. teams in the competition. That is so huge. Congratulations, you guys.
Absolutely. What do you think is in the water when it comes to this team? Because you said they won, what, 3 years in a row?
Not this team. Teams in Southern Nevada. So, like, I had said, Summerlin this year, before that was Henderson Little League, and before that was Paseo Verde.
Okay. Well,
so
I wonder.
Three different ones. Okay. Yeah.
I just wonder what's in the water for this incredible success.
Yeah, just in this area. Obviously, you know, that we've got some really good ball players here in Southern Nevada. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Also, this morning, if you fall asleep spooning, facing each other, or wrapped in each other's arms, science says your relationship could last longer. They did this study on couples, and they found that physical closeness in those first few minutes of sleep lowers your stress, it boosts your security, and it can help keep couples together for decades. Even if you roll away later in the night, that initial snuggle seems to make the difference. Researchers say handholding or even just touching feet counts too. So there's hope for that whole, you know, don't cross my side of the bed crowd. You just have to hold hands and you'll be together for so much longer.
First reading the story, I was skeptical, but now thinking about it as you're discussing it, that does make sense.
Just that physical closeness makes you feel like a bond, right?
Yeah. Do you and Matt do this?
Yeah, we hold hands before we go to bed, partially because my hands are freezing because our house is so cold. But so I always like have him hold my hand to warm up my hands. But yeah, that's just always our thing. Steph, do you and James fall asleep touching each other?
No, because I like to fall asleep first by myself. And James waits for me to fall asleep before he can go.
Oh, wow.
And it's only because I'm a light sleeper. Yeah. And I go to sleep so early and he goes to bed later. So our schedule is I go to sleep first and in an hour he comes in and he creeps in. He makes sure not to make a sound so I don't wake up, because once I wake up, oh, it's over.
Oh my goodness. Maybe if you guys
try this.
Try it. Yeah. It'll make things better. No, who knows?
I mean, things are good now, I'm sure, but make it great.
Even better, yeah.
Well, I mean, I need an eye mask, earplugs, a sound machine, audio. He's like, oh my God, I'm in sleeping prison.
You look like you're in intensive care unit when you're going.
I just need mouth tape and a hair bonnet.
All right. Finally, this morning, you guys remember the rapper Young Jeezy, Jeezy now?
Yeah, of course.
Well, so this is really funny. Have you guys ever been to a concert that just got canceled because of some reason, like the artist wasn't able to make it in time or whatever? Jeezy had a show in Baltimore on Friday, August 1st. And this story is just now blowing up because it's crazy. There was a huge problem though. He had just performed in Atlanta and his flight to Baltimore was canceled. Whoa. And his team could not find another flight in time. So Jeezy was not going to let this happen where they canceled his show. So they arranged for a car to pick him up and drive him to Baltimore. But 2 hours into the drive, there was another problem. They hit something in the road and it ended up puncturing the gas tank. And so it was really bad. There was fuel everywhere. It was a mess. So at this point, Jeezy was in South Carolina, which is about 10 hours away. And he wasn't going to give up on Baltimore. So he called an Uber from South Carolina to Baltimore. Initially, he only requested a ride to the rental car place. But about 8 minutes into the ride, he just told the driver that he needed to get to Baltimore. And he asked the guy, how much will you...
What is that? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's my alarm. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I was like, what's going on? So they're driving and he asked him, hey, how much would it cost for you to just take me to Baltimore? Now, the guy's name was Tanner. And I don't know what he charged him, but he just kept driving. 10 hours later, they made it to Baltimore and he got to the concert with 10 minutes to spare. Jeezy even told the story at the show and he brought Tanner on stage to personally thank him in front of the crowd. Tanner said it was a great night. He was happy to do it. But can you imagine you just keep driving all the way to Baltimore from South Carolina?
No, I got a friend actually here that drives for Uber, and the farthest he's taken someone is Los Angeles. And honestly, Mercedes, I thought like there's rules against that, like how far you can actually drive a passenger. But yeah, shout out to Tanner, man. I just hope, and I'm sure Jeezy gave him him an incredible tip. And I'm sure Tanner knew who he was. He probably was so enamored with the fact that, yo, I'm driving Jeezy. He's in the back of my car.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know. But I emotionally and like physically, I would need a lot of time to recover from that 10-hour drive. Don't you think?
Sure. But sometimes money talks.
I absolutely agree. So there you go. That's a hot three. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, back to school, first day of Clark County. You know, on Friday, we were talking to some parents that are celebrating big milestones, and Azure was one of the moms we talked to about her daughter's last first day of school. Her daughter is going to be a senior. We actually asked her if we could check in with her this morning, and she is back on the phone. Azure, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning, Mom?
A lot of anxiety.
So you're dropping your daughter Savannah off for her last first day of school at Del Sol. Is Savannah with you right now?
Yes, she is. Say hi, Seth. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Savannah.
How are you guys feeling? Savannah, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm not that nervous.
That's good. This is like a big milestone, but Azure, I'm going to ask you, I mean, is it kind of like a happy, sad that you're feeling? What is going through your mind right now?
It's definitely happy and sad, like you said. I'm excited for her for the next moments in her life, but it's sad for me because my first baby is going to be out of school.
What do you want to say to Savannah right now?
I love you so much. Make good choices. The world is your oyster.
I listen to this and I'm like having flashbacks. Unsolicited advice here, Azure. I don't know that you need it. You sound like you really do have it together, but this is one of those moments that you're going to remember clearly, but the emotions will kind of make it all a blur. So I would tell you just to really look at her right now and let yourself not just see like who she is now, but just that little girl who once needed you to hold her hand on that first day of school, and look at what the two of you have done together.
If I look at her too long, I'm gonna cry.
I was gonna say maybe take a photo or maybe take a quick video, but maybe something you can hold on to forever. You know what I mean? Something that you're not gonna ever forget.
Yeah, no, I'll never forget this day. It's surreal.
I can imagine you woke up this morning having all the feels, and now we're here and everything's coming to fruition. Is it like a full circle moment?
It really is, because she had me look at pictures of her when she was first starting school, and it made me want to cry. I was walking through Smith looking at pictures and I wanted to cry. So to see her from 4 years old all the way to 17 years old starting her senior year, it's coming to an end.
Savannah, as you go into this year, is there anything you want to say to your mom about how the two of you got there?
Oh, I just want to tell her thank you for everything, and like always being patient with me and always getting me everything I want. And I love her so much.
Aww. Oh my gosh, you guys are going to make us cry.
She's
That's
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Savannah, have the best day. This is your senior year. Go and kill it. And Azure, it's okay if you cry. That's not weakness. That is proof you've loved her so well, and that watching her grow is bittersweet. Take a picture of yourself, not just to post later, but so you can look back on that day that she graduates and see that this was the start of her final lap. I mean, so you always remember this.
I will.
Love you guys. Have an amazing day.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. I'm already choked up. And in just a few minutes, we are going to check back in with Rebecca, who is a mom of a kindergartner who's starting her first day. We're going from one extreme to the other. We'll do that next. It's Mix 94.1. All right, it's...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
694.1, and it is the first day of school. We have Rebecca on the phone this morning who is living one of those big parenting milestones. She is dropping off her daughter Maddie for her very first day of kindergarten. Rebecca, we talked to you on Friday. You were nervous. How are you doing this morning?
I am a big emotional.
It is the first day of school. We have Rebecca on the phone this morning who is living one of those big parenting milestones. She is dropping off her daughter Maddie for her very first day of kindergarten. Rebecca, we talked to you on Friday. You were nervous. How are you doing this morning?
I am a big emotional.
But in a good way, right, Rebecca? In the best way possible.
Yes, I mean, good and bad. It's bittersweet.
Are you with Maddie right now?
I sure am. She's right next to me.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
How are you feeling? Are you excited for kindergarten?
Yes.
Do you have a new backpack?
Yes.
What kind of backpack do you have?
Hearts.
Hearts?
Yes.
I love that. It's all about the love.
Did you pick out your outfit today, or did Mom help you with your outfit?
Well, she has to wear a uniform at her school.
So. Oh, so the school helped you with your outfit today.
Yes. It makes it a little easier.
So Rebecca, talk to us. When you're going back today, all the emotions are coming to the surface here. What are you feeling and what are you thinking right now?
I'm super excited for her to start her journey, but I'm bittersweet. Like, my little girl is the last one to start school, and I'm not ready for her to grow up.
Do you feel like she is ready for this day? She sounds ready to me.
She has been ready for this day since the day she was born, I think.
What?
She's such a butterfly, and she's so kind and such has a big heart.
What do you want to say to Maddie right now as she gets ready to start this day?
Maddie, we love you so much. And I can remember when we talked to you last night, you said that you were going to have the best day ever today. And I believe it because everybody loves you. And you're so smart. And you're going to have the best day ever.
Aww.
Maddie, what do you want to say to Mom?
You want to say anything?
She's taking
like,
it all in.
When can I go in right now?
She's embarrassed now.
Oh, well, Maddie, you're going to have the best first day ever. It's going to be so awesome. Just remember that you got to listen to your teacher. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you eat your good lunch and be nice to everyone. I'm sure you will be, okay?
Okay.
Mom, you got this. I know you can do this.
I'm glad you have confidence.
And Rebecca, if it's any solace, she's going to have an incredible time. She's going to make great friends. And yeah, she's going to have you to thank for everything. So don't worry. It's going to be fine. Yeah, she's going to be fine.
You hang in there, Rebecca. We want to know all about the first day for Maddie. Thank you so much for sharing that moment with us. We appreciate it. I think every parent listening right now who's been through the first day drop-off is kind of feeling it with you right now. And there's something that we read every single day on the first day of school on this show, and it's a poem called I Trust You'll Treat Her Well. Have you heard this before?
No, but I definitely want to hear it.
Okay, it's from a parent to a teacher on that very first day. Every time I read it, I swear I get choked up. I think every mom and dad can relate to this, but here you go. Dear world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crisp dress with two blue eyes and a happy laugh that ripples all day long and a flash of blonde hair that bounces in the sun when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. She's slipping out the backyard of my heart this morning and skipping off down the street to her first day of school, and never again will she be completely mine. Prim and proud, she'll wave her young and independent hand this morning and say goodbye and walk with little lady steps to the schoolhouse. Now she'll learn to stand in lines and wait by the alphabet for her name to be called. She'll learn to tune her ears for the sounds of school bells. She'll learn to giggle and gossip and look at the ceiling in a disinterested way when a little boy across the aisle sticks his tongue out at her. And now she'll learn to be jealous. And now she'll learn how it feels to be hurt inside. And now she'll learn how not to cry. No longer will she have time to sit on the front porch steps on a summer day and watch an ant scurry across the crack in the sidewalk. Nor will she have the time to pop out of bed with the dawn and a lilac kiss blooms in the morning dew. No, now she'll worry about those important things like grades, which dress to wear, and whose best friend is whose. And now she'll find new heroes. For 5 full years, I've been her sage, her playmate, her father and friend, and now she'll learn to share her worship with her teachers, which is only right. But no longer will I be the smartest, greatest man in the whole world. Today, when that school bell rings for the first time, she'll learn what it means to be a member of the group, with its privileges and disadvantages too. Today, she'll learn for the first time that all who smile at her are not her friends. And I'll stand on the front porch and watch her start out on that long, lonely journey to becoming a woman. So, world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crisp dress with 2 blue eyes and a flash of light blonde hair that bounces in the sunlight when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. So if you're dropping off your little one today, know this. The teachers don't just see a kid walking in that classroom. They do see your whole heart, and you may walk away with tears in your eyes. Someone in there is going to take that heart and protect it and guide it and help it grow. And one day you're going to look back and realize you both learned something this year, you guys. So happy first day of school.
Man, you're hitting my heart, man.
It's Mix 94.1. All right, guys, let's do it. We're all, everybody's texting like, why are you making me cry? I know. My eyes are like totally watering right now. It's just the memories of it all. And it's so emotional. It's such a big day. It's so exciting.
I was going to say, could you read that again? Maybe at some point today, please?
Well, we can post it for sure. Okay. I actually read an abbreviated version of it because it's a longer poem and we're, you know, short on time and tears. So we'll definitely post it for you today if you want to check it out. Go to our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. Okay, let's do it. Time to win. It's time to play Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400 is our number. Caller 20, you get to play. We've got 2 tickets for you to check out Kathy Griffin. It's a new face, new tour at the Criss Angel Theater over at Planet Hollywood on November 8th. If you want to go, be caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. Pick your category and get 6 answers in 60 seconds. The tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lauren, you're caller 20. Are you ready to play some Heads Up this morning?
Yes.
I hear you have your daughter Ruby in the car with you. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
Are you guys headed to school this morning?
Yes, I parked outside her school just to do this.
Oh my gosh, amazing. What grade is Ruby going into this year?
Fifth grade.
I love it. Shout out, Ruby. Let's do this, you guys. Let's win Kathy Griffin tickets for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Wet and Wild, Classes in Session, Swing Batter Batter, Malcolm in the Middle, or To the Left, To the Left?
Classes in session.
Obviously, today, first day of school. Yeah, these are all things associated with back to school. We should have no problem with this. And Ruby, if you know any of the answers, shout them out, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Let's go. Lauren and Ruby, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
This is a big yellow thing that you ride to school in the morning. Yes, the bus. This is what you sit at when you go to your classroom. You sit at your Yes. This is if you need to go to the bathroom, you're going to have to ask for one of these from the teacher.
Bathroom pass, hall pass?
Hall pass, yes. This is when you get this before the school year so you know what times you have certain things that you have to go to. You get your what?
Schedule?
Yes. This is when you go visit a place, like you go to the Smith Center, you're going on a what? Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on that one. This is the person that runs the school. They are the what? Yes! You got it, you guys. Congratulations! What a great way to start the first day. Two tickets to check out Kathy Griffin, new face, new tour over at the Planet Hollywood November 8th. I skipped on orientation. I just felt like that is going to take me way too long to describe. So we went with principal instead, and you guys got it. Congratulations, Lauren and Ruby.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Have a great first day of school. Everyone listening, have a great first day. Some more shout outs to get to. Kaylin starting fourth grade. Christo Ray St. Viator seniors, especially the drama club shout out. Lincoln is starting kindergarten, and his mom, Victoria, says she's now $1,300 richer a month. Love that. Adeline's happy 12th birthday and first day of sixth grade. Double the celebration today. Have a great first day, everyone. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Want to say good morning to Allie. This is her first day teaching her own kindergarten class at Cortez. Congratulations, Allie. We hope you have a great first day. And let's get to it. The Hot 3, if you've got a Chevy Camaro ZL1, maybe invest in, a guard dog. Do they still make the club for the steering wheel?
I think so. Yeah.
According to Highway Loss Data Institute, that's the number one most stolen vehicle out of all 2022 to 2024 models. The common thread with some of these cars is high horsepower. Number one, the Camaro. Number two is the Acura TLX. The Chevy Camaro, is a regular Camaro, not the ZL1, is number three, followed by the GMC Sierra Crew Cab and the Acura TLX two-wheel drive as opposed to the four-wheel drive. So if you own one of these, congratulations. You're on a most wanted list, but not the fun kind that you would want.
Do you know a lot about muscle cars?
I know a little bit, not too much. Okay. What you got?
Well, I'm just curious why it's so consistent, why that Camaro is such a hot vehicle. I wonder if it's just easier to break into. I know it's fast, but also, I don't know, man. I feel like if the authorities know, you know, they understand that, that's kind of, I don't know. I don't think that's a good, it's not a good idea.
To get one?
Yeah, it's not a good idea to break into one, being the fact that the authorities are aware of it.
Yeah, I would guess, and I don't know a whole lot, but I think there's a pretty high resale for parts on muscle cars. Also, like, there's huge demand for collectors, too. I know they love them, so maybe that's some of it. And then also, every time, like, Saturday night, one of my friends lives in the northwest part of town, and there's not a lot around them, but there's a lot of street racing. And it's always the muscle cars. Like she's complained to police, and she's just, it's been really tough for them. So I don't know if they're stolen muscle cars. They probably are not. But yeah, there's a huge, like, street racing culture here in Las Vegas too.
Yeah, this is why I just don't drive a nice car. Got 140,000 miles. I've had it for 13 years, and you know what? I fly under the radar, and I'm fine.
It works.
It.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
Yep.
Also, this morning, IKEA is moving in with Best Buy. They are opening 10 mini IKEA stores inside Best Buy locations. Right now, it's just in Florida and Texas, but that could change. The little Swedish enclaves will be about 1,000 square feet, and mostly focus on kitchen and laundry room stuff. The idea is that you'll be buying a fridge and think, oh, you know what I need? New cabinets and a rolling cart and some meatballs or whatever. Yeah. And if it works, they're going to put it in more Best Buys across the country, which means in a couple of years, you know, you could be going to Best Buy and end up walking out with some furniture that is hard to put together. So I like the merging. Like, they've done that with Sephora in, is it Kohl's? And then there's Ulta inside Target. I kind of like the two-in-ones.
I didn't even know that. So there's little kiosks inside the Kohl's and Target?
It's bigger than a kiosk. It's like a whole section, and it's its own entrance, too.
Sure.
It's really cool. Yeah, I like it.
I understand the collaboration with Best Buy and IKEA. Just me personally, I like things separate. I don't know, just the way I'm built. And by the way, IKEA's got the best meatballs. They got the best meatballs. But, you know, for me, it's like if I'm going in for a TV or electronics, I want to buy that. I'm not looking to get furniture, at least not at that time. You know what I mean? I like to keep things separate. I like to go to a furniture store for furniture, electronics for electronics. But again, I understand the collaboration. It's a good sales tactic. It's a good marketing strategy for sure.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, if, okay, I just got a TV. oh, I need a stand. Oh, that'd be nice to be able to walk right over and grab one instead of have to go somewhere separate. But yeah, I think it could work for some people. Others, they just like to keep things separate. Finally, this morning, Kim Kardashian, she has taken some heat after revealing that she flew to Mexico for stem cell treatments. She says the therapy gave her immediate relief from shoulder and back pain. She says it transformed her life. And it's not available in the United States. Oh, also, and it costs up to $15,000 plus travel. So fans were really quick to point out that this is not exactly a relatable health tip. They were posting things like, we're poor, Kim, or we're not all billionaires, unfortunately. One person jokes, she tells the story like we can all just fly to Mexico on our lunch break. Does this bother you? Or like, for me, I just expect celebrities to have opportunities and items that I'm not going to have. Well, you know, it's like I'll never be able to do this stem cell thing, but hey, interesting. I'm not mad at her for posting it, but yeah, I'll never be able to do it.
I'm right there with you. I put people in categories and it's like, yo, it's Kim Kardashian. What do you expect? Don't expect her to be relatable to us. She's going to do what she does. You know, that's the life she lives. So I have no expectations from celebrities that are in a different tax bracket than you and I are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Has anyone ever gone down to Mexico to get some sort of a treatment, though? Because I'm seeing more and more people who are doing that. Did you guys, either of you, see the viral Guadalajara facelift lady? Did you see her on TikTok at all?
It's familiar, but I honestly have to see it again. Tell me more.
She went down to Guadalajara and got a facelift when her before picture. I think she said she was 52 years old. And no disrespect, she had aged probably faster than most. I thought she was probably like 60, 65. She got this facelift in Guadalajara. She looks 25 years old now.
Really?
Like, I've never seen a result, like a totally different person. Did anyone else see that, Steph? Did you see that lady on TikTok?
No, I didn't. But my dad has gotten stem cell treatments before, and I've picked him up from his treatments, and his face is like super shiny. Oh. I don't know what it is.
Oh, is it obvious?
He gets it done, but like over time, the shininess will come off, and I think it's just the ointment that they put on afterwards, so his face isn't so dry.
That's crazy. You guys got to look up the Guadalajara facelift lady. Like she looks like two different people. The surgeon that did her facelift did an insane job. Like, I can't even tell that the first person is the second person. It's that good.
But here's the thing. That's what concerns me. If it looks, and if she's not in front of us, it's kind of hard to tell. But if it's too perfect, ladies, that's where I raise questions. You know what I mean? Like, when something is that drastic, I just don't believe that the human body can absorb that. You know what I mean? It may look great on socials or online, but I would just have to see her, like, up front. You know what I mean?
Well, she's documented the whole journey. Like, here's her, me the day before. Here's me day one, day two. Mm. Like, you see her with all the bruises on her faces. And then now, if you look at her, I would think this woman is 25 years old. I don't know if anyone else has seen it. Real quick, let's talk to Brittany. Brittany, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to relate in on the stem cell research that you were talking about with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, what do you think?
So I wanted to say that, like, as I'm a special needs mom, and they talk a lot about stem cells for use of treatment for children and for treating different medical delays and things like that. So I have looked into it, but for example, the cost to go and treat my son with one round is equivalent to about $18,000.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. And that's obviously something insurance won't cover because you're going to another country, right?
No, not at all. And I mean, so it's something that not even just on like the cosmetic level, but for people that are just struggling with their children in day-to-day life, and they want to be able to help them. And like I said, it's almost $20,000 just to be able to go and do one round of treatment. And they recommend it for special needs kids like every 6 months.
Wow.
Are there any other options when it comes to stem cell treatment? Do you have to go to Mexico for it? I don't know. All I hear about when it comes to stem cell treatment is like professional fighters getting it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they offer it in Panama and also some other countries. I believe they offer it like in Turkey as well. But all of it is about the same cost equivalent.
That is
just, it's not even reachable for the average person. And especially when it comes to your children, when you want to be able to help them just in day-to-day life.
Yeah, it's not even cosmetic.
In the US,
yeah.
And it's not even obtainable. I mean, most people don't have 20 grand they can shell out every 6 months for their child just to be able to function.
Wouldn't that be nice if a celebrity got it, they had to buy it for a regular person too?
Kim Kardashian, know? Maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Jana, good morning. You had this done on you. Talk to us about it.
Yes. Hi. This is Jana. I had my knees done, both of them. They were bone on bone, and I was looking at having to have three surgeries because I have some hardware in one of my knees already. So I was going to have three surgeries. So I met with a surgeon who does stem cell transplants. They use my own stem cells. They draw the blood. They use my own stem cells. And they injected both knees, and it's been 8 years. And I'm 68 years old yesterday, and I walk like I'm 30 anyway.
Oh, my gosh, Jana. First of all, happy birthday. That's amazing. You haven't had to go back for any sort of follow-up or anything like that?
No, ma'am. And you know what? I have suggested it to so many people, and mine was $5,000, and it was both knees. I would have paid more than that.
Girl, where did you go? Because we're going to get calls. You're going to have to tell us exactly where you went for that. That is incredible.
Okay, I would be happy to. My surgeon is wonderful.
Hold on. And we're going to get the info. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Say the name. Yeah.
I was just going to give you his name. I don't have his number right now, but his name is Matthew. And the last name is Otten, O-T-T-E-N.
Everyone Googling Matthew Otten right now. Going to be most searched for on Google today. Jana, that's crazy. Yeah, stem cells, they might be amazing, but I'll just keep using my current plan, which is ibuprofen. Yeah. That's about all I got right now. Broadcasting live. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have an issue that you want us to tackle on the air, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us through our website, mix941.fm. Also, you can send us a DM through our social media. We'd love to hear from you. This one is for Paul. It says, hey guys, good morning. This is for Jerk or Justified. My name is Paul, and I really want to know what you think about this. I'm upset because my former roommate just blew me off after I asked him for a ride to the airport. When I've taken him to the airport four times over the last 2 years, I'm really mad at him, but my girlfriend told me I shouldn't have expected him to reciprocate. If I had only driven him once to the airport, then I wouldn't have assumed he'd do the same for me. But I've driven him four times in the last 2 years. I'm the first guy he calls for any favor. And this one time I need a ride, he says to me to try and find someone else. My girlfriend defended him by saying that favors for friends don't come with strings attached. But they do a little, in my opinion, when one friend is asking for all the favors and the other only asks once. So what do you guys think? Am I a jerk for expecting my friend to drive to the airport after I drove him several times? Or is he justified in not wanting to return the favor? Thanks. Signed, Paul. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think he's a jerk? Or is he justified?
Okay, Paul is 110% justified in feeling this way. But let me back this up by saying he needs to categorize his friends. This person don't sound like a friend, number one. Number two, you shouldn't expect things from people. People show you who they are based off their action or lack thereof. I used to be that guy that used to count. Okay, this person did a favor for me. I should do a favor for them. You know, I used to do that counting game. And at the end of the day, you just can't expect it just isn't reciprocal all the time. But categorize people, you know. People show, this former roommate has shown Paul exactly who he is. And he don't sound like a friend to me. That's what it sounds like to me, so... that's my two cents.
I feel like Paul is he's kind of being a jerk. Like, I don't feel like that you should, you know, this shouldn't come with these, you know, back and forth. Like you said, I'll do one for you, I'll do one for me. But if the guy is just saying no because he doesn't want to do it, then he is a total jerk. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I guess I don't. Okay, so clarify who you think that is the jerk and who you think is justified here.
Well,
I'm trying to find the where we might disagree.
Sure. So Paul is justified in feeling this way, but with that, he shouldn't expect so much because this person doesn't even sound like a friend to me. Like, if I was Paul and this person did this to me, I would... I mean, look, I don't categorize it like literally Mercedes, but in the back of my head, I have 7 ride or dies. I have 7 people I can call and I'm going to do anything for, or they're going to do anything for me and vice versa. I'm going to do anything for them, including drive to the airport. This person should be bottom tier.
So you think he's a jerk and Paul is justified?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Do you think, like, friendship, I don't think is supposed to be transactional. If your friend can't help you out, that's just life. You know, there's schedules, there's commitments, there's family stuff, and it happens. But if your friend has the time and has the ability to help and chooses not to, especially if you've shown up for them again and again and again, then right. Yeah, that is definitely a jerk move. I think there's a big difference between a real friend and a convenience friend. And go ahead.
No, please, please, please go.
I feel like, it's, you know, sometimes you fall into that friend of convenience. And I found myself in that predicament a lot of times where it's like, I don't hear from someone, but then they need something from me. Mm. Oh, hey, haven't talked to you for a while. How you doing? Good, good. What's going on? Hey, I was wondering, can you do this for me? And I'll do it if I can. But then, you know, you don't hear from them again. You know, that's the dynamic. So you might just be his go-to Uber with free emotional support at this time. Steph, what do you think?
I think that we need to know more information on the friend. He's just said, try and find someone else. He didn't clarify that he was busy. He didn't clarify, like, hey, man, sorry, I can't do it right now. I got to be with my family. I think we need more information on the friend. Because if that's the case and he had a legitimate excuse, then I think he's the friend is justified and our friend Paul might be overreacting a little bit.
I'm going to butt in and say, unless it's like a diehard reason, I'm going to say that sometimes he should bend over. You know what I mean? He should make...
What?
No, I'm sorry, not that.
Whoa, but he should, Julian?
No, he should. That sounded bad. I'm saying he should make adjustments.
Because what if he has to work?
Everyone has to work. Make adjustments. His friend did. Paul did.
So, like, if I leave in the middle of the show because I got to take my friend to the airport, that's, like, totally fine.
That's entirely different.
Is it different?
Because this show is imperative. You need to be here.
Well, what about if the guy has, you know, he's a dealer on the strip and his schedule is 9 to 4, okay. But he needs to be there at 11. Should he say, I got to go. I got to take my friend to the airport?
You know what I'm saying.
No, I'm just trying to clarify.
I know, like, you are.
What job constitutes making arrangements and what job doesn't? That's just my question.
Well, you're right. Every job's important. Fine. But that email said 4 times, right? 4 times? He's asked him 4 times?
No, he's taken him 4
times.
He asked him 1 time and he said no.
Oh, okay. Well, now he said it that way. At the end of the day, there's no excuse.
We're getting some texts here. Kristen says, well, it depends on what time. If it's like 4 in the morning and during his work hours, then I can understand his hesitation. Otherwise, he's the jerk, not you. Amy says, it depends. If he can't do it because he's busy, then you're the jerk. If he just doesn't want to do it, then you're justified. Lori says, it would have been a nice thing for him to give you a ride, but sadly, most people are takers. If you put yourself out there for them too much, they get comfortable with your kindness and don't reciprocate. That is the key. Like, you got to find a friend. It's not about, like, keeping points on who does what, but you want someone that also gives to the relationship. You know what I mean?
I agree. It's all about, again, it's not a transactional relationship, but it's give and take, give and take. Again, no one's counting, but we all know. You know what I mean? After a certain amount of time, we kind of, you size people up. You kind of know what they're about.
I think, Paul, you just discovered your friend's car only starts when he needs something. I think that's what we've all learned from this. Mm-hmm. So if friendship is a two-way street, you're driving both lanes right now, Paul. Sorry.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.